BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A row has broken out between Donald Trump and the Chief Justice of the US Supreme Court after the president labelled a federal judge an Obama judge. The taunt followed a court ruling temporarily blocking legislation that would have stopped illegal migrants from claiming asylum in the United States. In a rare public intervention, Chief Justice John Roberts rebuked the president, as Chris Buckler reports.
Chief Justice Roberts said there were no Obama, Trump, Bush or Clinton judges, and that an independent judiciary was something that everyone should be thankful for. However, that's led to a furious response from the president. Writing on Twitter, Mr. Trump insisted there were Obama judges, and he suggested that rulings which challenged his border and immigration policies were making America unsafe.
Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May says she's made good progress in talks with the head of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker. The two sides' negotiators are still trying to draft a political declaration on their partnership after Britain leaves the European Union. Kevin Connolly reports.
The message from both sides after these short early evening talks was very similar. Very good progress had been made, but not good enough to bring the talks on the future relationship document to a conclusion. Theresa May said new directions had now been issued to the negotiating teams, although there was no hint of where flexibility might be found on the now familiar sticking points. French worries about future fishing rights, Spanish concerns over Gibraltar, and the extent of British access to EU markets after Brexit. No one is using the word crisis, but the always tight Brexit timetable is now tighter than ever.
The Saudi foreign minister has said Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was not involved in the killing of a dissident journalist, and calls for his dismissal would not be tolerated. Adel Al-Jubeir was speaking to the BBC a day after the US Congress ordered an investigation into the prince's possible role. From Riyadh, Lise Doucette.
Nearly 2 months after Jamal Khashoggi was murdered, the Crown Prince's role in his assassination remains the central issue. The Foreign Minister, Adel Al-Jubeir, disputed reports that the CIA believes the grisly killing could only have happened on his order. Even more, Mr. Al-Jubeir said questioning the kingdom's leadership was a red line. He said any calls for the Crown Prince to be replaced were ridiculous and unacceptable.
BBC News.